Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Temple steals second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 1 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith is walked intentionally. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freese hits a fly ball towards right. Keene catches it and throws to home to double up Sievers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Foyles moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Foyles and he is out, held applying the tag. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Minoso chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. Power moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jerry Staley now pitching. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-0 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Held applying the tag. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Aspromonte scores. Keene moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.